Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country, as heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live is their website, and also out there on the Salem Media Group stations, selected stations in some of the largest markets across America, and of course our great independent stations that are dropped off in between here, there, and everywhere, so we have quite a mix and quite a cross-section out there. We also broadcast around the world on the Internet. We'll get into that in a minute. And we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and it also goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers. And let's not forget that they're going back to the bargaining table today to see what they can get done, and hopefully they'll get their problems resolved. And then again, we've got our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all around the country so we can get our paychecks and whatever else we need to get in the mail. Now, our suicide jockeys, you can't forget them. They deliver the gas and all the petroleum products, and we certainly rely on them for that. And you can follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can find us on the Internet at places like Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, which is India's version of iHeart, Boomplay in Africa, which again is Africa's version of iHeart, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and our Apple podcast. We're out there on all of those. Plus, we're on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there to find out more about the radio show and all the different people we bring in here to talk to you, including our regular contributor right here waiting to come on, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. Hope you're doing fine.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, sir. And we certainly appreciate the fact that you are a very important part of what we do here. So let's get ready and let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Amen to that. And, of course, folks, we definitely want you to know that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's something that we definitely report and talk about during the course of the show. Well, you know, I was going to start with our normal talking points, you know, because today we found out some more about Hunter Biden putting his dad on the business calls about 24 times, at least two dozen times. That came out today. And that's not what the big story is. There's a story that hasn't been told because they moved it back off the front page, probably did this on purpose. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is calling for an investigation into the Biden corruption. Now, coming from Kennedy, who's got that name, recognizable name, making this an issue now, this is going to skyrocket, in my opinion, in the not-too-distant future. It's going to be something everybody's going to be talking about.
Well, I think you're right, and only, though, I think that at first you're going to hear some of the same old kinds of criticisms as if it were somebody, say, on Fox News calling for the same kind of thing, or a Republican candidate calling for an investigation into the, quote, Biden crime family. They'll try to poo-poo it for a while, but RFK has a way of getting through, and that idea, of course, is going to get out to a lot of other people because he is actually circumventing a lot of the mainstream media with his own message and appearances, so it may be harder for the mainstream media at this point.
Well, maybe, but I think that once this gets out, and we just got it out there, I haven't heard anybody else mention it, but once the mainstream media starts to realize that the conservative people are going to pick up on this and start talking about it, because this is big news. When you've got one of your own now saying, hey, wait a minute here, not so fast. We need to find out what's going on with all this corruption.
Well, no, exactly. But we've also seen some real efforts to try to discredit RFK Jr. With the so-called anti-Semitic statements.
Didn't work.
Was, of course, completely refuted and denied.
Did not work.
Well, of course, but they are trying to do stuff like that.
Yep.
And so that's what they think of him, yeah.
And I'm glad they're trying to do stuff like that because it was very easy to disprove on his part. And then even the conservatives jumped in to also disprove it. It did not work, so that's their big mistake. Now, Donald Trump's comment about this Michigan thing where the electors were challenged and some of these people have been charged with felonies up there, a couple of very astute political figures have come out and said that his election challenge nor his electors were illegal. Everything was on the up and up, and they're blowing smoke.
Well, of course, you know, this is going to be, you know, we have those, I think it's 16 Republicans in Michigan who were charged. So all that's going to be litigated, and if there's nothing there, they'll be able to demonstrate that at trial. Yeah.
Yep, if there's no there, then you, let's see, if the glove doesn't quit, then you must fit, then you must acquit, right? There you go. Okay, hold on, we're coming back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. That means I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch today. More on that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Let me tell you all about it.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will. I'm looking forward to seeing the group today, having some great conversation and some great food. I'm psyched. I'm psyched for some Mission Barbecue today. So there you go, over there on West Waters, just north of the airport, by the way. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Mike Lindell, been in business for 20 years. He's celebrating his 20th year anniversary. And what an amazing feat, because I didn't know this until I looked at a couple things. But he sold over 80 million. Over 80 million My Pillows. Wow. And I mean wow. Now, I've got a couple of them myself, the regular size pillows, and they're really good. I was thinking about taking advantage of this special and getting a bigger pillow, because then I would need to have two. And if I got a couple of king size pillows, it would more than suffice for what I have to keep my head elevated a little bit like I have to do. But anyway, you can take advantage of his big-time special going on right now, because just about everything is on sale. Some items as much as 80%. But when it comes to the pillows, the queen-size My Pillows are marked down $50, $19.98. He's got the buy one, get one on the smaller-size pillows, too, like the one I've got. Buy one, get one, $19.98. And, of course, the king-size pillow is just $10 more than the queen, so you still save $50 on that pillow as well. But go over to MyPillow.com. That's the website. All starts there. MyPillow.com. Your promo code will always be Captain. That'll get you the lowest possible price, the discounted price. Promo code will be Captain. And the telephone number is 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. And you know, for you truckers out there, if you got a rotten pillow, which a lot of you do, or maybe you don't have a pillow and you roll up your bedroll or something. These pillows are affordable. Just go ahead and get one and put it in the truck, or maybe get a couple. Whatever the situation is, they're very comfortable, and you'll get a better night's sleep as a result. And don't forget, things like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and a whole bunch more are on sale at the MyPillow.com website. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. You'll be thanking me later. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a Mueller prosecutor is predicting that the Trump indictment for the January 6th incident is going to be coming tomorrow or Thursday at the latest.
That's right. This is Andrew Wiseman. And on Monday, he says that there's a distinct possibility that the Trump legal, his legal team, his lawyers, have actually met with the Department of Justice already about this. Of course, probably trying to appeal against the coming indictment. But this has to do with those January 6th charges. And it'll be interesting to see, Captain, what's in the indictment if and when it does come down this week, because up to this point, the speech that he gave, while ill-advised, was, you know, essentially protected, as I think is the consensus among many of the legal analysts out there. But whether or not this prosecutor has something different, maybe something we don't know about or haven't heard about yet, that's where this is going to turn.
Well, they've been trying to analyze and figure out the cell phones and the calls and who was calling who and who was ordering what. And I know that they've got cell phone records for just about everybody and anybody that they've been able to identify to find out who they were talking to. It may have something to do with that. Don't know. But we'll find out soon, won't we?
Well, exactly right. And again, if this person's correct, could be the middle of this week or late Thursday. We'll see.
In the meantime, people need to continue to keep their foot to the throttle in Washington, D.C., the investigators and the committees, because the New York Post yesterday wrote an article about Joe Biden joining Hunter's business calls, probably two dozen or more, where he was on the telephone and listening or talking himself about some of the things that Hunter was throwing back and forth.
Well, this certainly takes it to another level, because earlier, of course, we had the text messages, purportedly from Hunter Biden saying he was sitting in the room with his father, essentially, and that you didn't want to make him mad or there was going to be repercussions and this kind of thing. But now if you can actually place him on actual calls where Hunter is talking back and forth to whomever, then that totally negates Joe Biden's campaign statements and then subsequent statements that he had nothing to do or knew nothing of his son's business dealings.
And it gets him possibly charged with a felony, which is lying to the FBI.
Very possible if he's made such statements. But again, this is starting to crack open here.
Yeah.
You know, this is starting to be less and less of, well, the Republicans are just trying to find something to get Joe Biden on. And now it's starting to unfold very much like it started doing many years ago during Watergate, for example.
Yeah, this is opening up wide open right now, and they've definitely got the right track going. They've got the crowbar in the crack, so to speak, and the crack is starting to become a busted wide open hole that Biden is starting to slip into. And I couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And, oh, by the way, again, folks, let's not forget that with the IRS folks last week, the Biden empire over that course of that decade when he was vice president and then not in politics and then back in it again, they brought in $17 million.
Yeah, that's, I guess, a great gig if you can get it. But what's happening, too, with the GOP House committee, right, is that they're actually going, they're finding these banking records, they're forensically figuring out where all this came from or where it went, and that's becoming much more substantial.
It's the age of computers.
Well, right.
You've literally got a trail in the cloud, and people are starting that know computers. They're finding that trail. So they weren't quite as smart as they thought they were, in my opinion.
Well, they were, according to reports, they were trying to, you know, make this such that it would take the better part of a decade or so to really try to unravel it. But you're right. I think you get some pretty crack forensic accountants on this, yep. And they follow the trail.
Okay, so let's go over across to Israel. Protests are rocking Israel as it passed some curbs on some of the Supreme Court powers through their legislative branch. And the younger folks are mad about it, and some people are saying, we've got a 74-year-old prime minister, we want younger people representing us, and this, that, and the other. There's all kinds of things going on over there.
Well, you know, imagine if, and again, this is almost exactly what some of this Harvard professor was calling for regarding the Biden administration. If you don't like the Supreme Court decision, well, just reinterpret it and say these were a bunch of MAGA justices and we're not going to have that and do your own thing. Well, in a similar fashion, this legislation says that the government can simply curb or avoid decisions if they think they're unreasonable. So this is causing a lot of protest. And yes, I mean, you know, what's it calls into question, what's the final word on things in Israel then? And just to simplify it, I suppose. But yes, they're not happy and they're not going to go home anytime soon, it looks like, about this.
Now, the DOJ and Texas are going at it. They're suing Texas and Governor Abbott over the use of those buoys in the Rio Grande to stop the migrants, which is apparently working to a certain degree, and they're still getting into Texas, but they're having to go around the buoys and come in at a different area. And even yesterday when they were putting the buoys up, you can see the migrants, the illegals, about a quarter mile up the river coming across and going in a different spot altogether. And there was no Border Patrol up there. They were just coming ashore and walking on land.
Well, that's right. So now what the government is saying is this is a prima facie violation of the Rivers and Harbors Act. This is the bedrock of what they're talking about. And then, of course, also there's some process mm-hmm. thrown in there, too, Captain, the idea that they didn't have the different entities sort of sign off on this to begin yeah. with. So they're kitchen sinking this against Texas.
And that, right, and that deals with freedom of navigation. Well, they're not navigating anything on that river. That's not one of the waterways where they push oil barges up and down or anything else.
Right. Well, that's what's going to happen when they get to court and see if they get their injunctive relief on it, which is, you don't know yet. We'll see what happens with the judge.
Again, it has to do with the freedom of navigation on the waterways, and they're not navigating anything up there. They got the flat bottom boats that run up and down through there, and that's about it, because that river's not that deep. They can't accommodate vessels like we're talking about. All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. Hang on. Folks are coming back, bottom of the hour. Stations get a chance to identify themselves and, do some different things and maybe sell some wares along the line, and might even give you the weather and a little bit of news while we're taking a break. Be back in about 3.5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. A majority of voters believe federal prosecutors have a strong case against former President Trump in the U.S. Capitol riot probe. That's according to a new Harvard University Capps Harris poll. It found 57% of registered voters think that prosecutors have either a strong or very strong case against Trump. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Whataburger is heading further west. The Texas-based burger chain will open their first restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It will be located at the Waldorf Astoria and open 24 hours a day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. For those of you that are going to come out and visit us and have lunch with us at West Waters, the Mission Barbecue there, Jeff will be there today, and you'll probably see him Thursday down there at Mixon's for the last lunch on Thursday, and it's going to be a very emotional thing. We're going to sing Auld Lang Syne when we get done, take a big group picture out in front of the building, and it'll be there for all posterity. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, their product is something that I've taken religiously for going on a little bit more than 12 years. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, I've had a problem for years with inflammation and with swelling and with pain in my left foot, my left ankle, and my leg. And it's gotten better. It's still there. It's not totally gone. But instead of being around a 5, a 6, or a 7, or maybe even an 8 some days, it's down to about a 1 or a 2, which is much better. And the swelling is gone. And it's staying gone because I take Relief Factor every morning with my breakfast. Now, sometimes I'll have breakfast when I leave the station here, go right over and stop and have breakfast, but many times I have to wait till about brunch time, lunch time, before I get something, and that's what I do because I go home and go to bed. Now, Relief Factor is all natural. 100% drug-free. And that's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling. Now, it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. Plus, it also will go right to the source, and it will help you in that respect. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin that helps you anyway and then gets the swelling down and keeps it down. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the comfort you got to, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And then you'll go on what's called a 60-pill supply, which is totally different, and the rate does go up. By the way, it's a 60-day supply. I'll get that right in a minute. A 60-day supply, and then you get that every couple of months. But it's all good, and like I say, it works for me. Maybe it'll work for you, too. And Kyle Warren likes to say something about Relief Factor. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95. The website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Or if you screw up and you go to the website, tell them you heard it here with the captain talking about it, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Kyle, the taxpayers no longer have to fear whether or not the IRS is going to come knocking at your front door. The IRS is ending that practice. However, somebody who isn't is the ATF.
Well, right, of course. But in this particular case, I guess the good news is, Captain, Americans don't have to worry about trying to go out the window to the fire escape at this point. All joking aside, that's right. For the last few decades, IRS revenue officers, unarmed, of course, have made visits to people's homes if they have a tax issue. But that practice is now going to be ending. We understand, of course, they'll be communicating with you via the mail, of course. With the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRS does have some more staff at this point for their compliance endeavors. So hopefully nobody will be showing up at your door at all, ever, for anything.
Yep. Now, the Biden administration quietly settled with an environmental group to restrict oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, first of all, I didn't know an environmental group owned anything about the oil drilling rights in the Gulf of Mexico, but apparently, somehow, I guess they did. So, very quietly, the Biden administration made some sort of agreement with them, and I'm not sure what that was all about because we haven't heard what the agreement was. Have you?
No, not the exact details of it. But of course, obviously, Captain, what this does, it takes another bite out of our ability to be energy independent or as energy independent as we can be at this point. But of course, this is groups like the Sierra Club and so forth that lobby the administration.
Until we get a Republican president, a Republican Senate, and add to the Republican House of Representatives, nothing will change. And again, what is creating the economic downfall for this country and what did the Biden administration in, and they're not smart, well, they're smart, I guess, but they're not smart enough to tell everybody that, yeah, when we stopped drilling for oil and we started to buy it on the world market, everything went out of sight and inflation went out of sight and this, that, and the other. They're not smart enough to say that, but we figured it out a long time ago because did you see what happened to the price of oil yesterday morning?
Well, what was that?
It went up, but guess what? Gasoline has gone up again in the last 7 to 10 days. 28 cents a gallon at the refinery. That's without the transportation cost to get it to wherever it's going, but that's with the federal tax added in, not the state and local tax. It's gone up 28 cents a gallon. And again, what's the reason?
What's that?
Greed.
No argument here. No argument here.
Somebody sniffles in the Middle East and they go, oh my God! You know, jeez.
Well, it's a two-pronged problem, though, now, too, Captain, because obviously, you know, you're not drilling as much, you're not able to drill as much. That in and of itself is a huge issue for supply, and that drives the cost up. But also there's a perception issue going on. And especially, I think, with younger people, they're being brought up with this notion that fossil fuels, quote-unquote, they call them fossil fuels, is they're inherently bad, we shouldn't be using them at all, and therefore, you know, electric cars in the future, et cetera, et cetera. So in the near term, to hobble the country by not having enough oil coming through or enough energy to really run everything is just, you know, not a good thing. Maybe somewhere in the future it'll be completely different, but not right now.
So the Virginia governor, Mr. Youngkin, his approval has hit a brand new high. And suddenly, there's some buzz floating around about the fact that he might be in the mix for, oh, I don't know, vice president or perhaps even president in 2024 on the Republican side.
Very interesting indeed. You know, this is, in fact, when we were at this point back in 2015, actually, Donald Trump was still pretty much a long shot, right, going mm-hmm. into these primaries. Primarily, I think it was Jeb Bush, I think, at that time. So things can change to be something that you really didn't expect. And so in this case, this is a real possibility. And that's because Youngkin has been successful. He's very likable. You know, he's somebody who could have an impact depending on the situation. So we'll see how it unfolds.
Now, one of the largest police unions here in the state of Florida did not endorse Donald Trump this time around as they did in 2020. They have endorsed instead Ron DeSantis. And I talked about this, and I'm surprised this story popped up again. I talked about this over 2 weeks ago when I first heard it. But I guess it was a slow news day, and they had to put this out there. But there are other police unions that have endorsed Trump. It's just in the state of Florida they've gone with the favorite son, which is the governor, because he's done a lot for them recently, more so than what Donald Trump has. And, of course, the pension funds are looking pretty good these days.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, they believe that Governor DeSantis backs the blue, right, according to their announcement.
Of course he does.
Right, of course. But it is an interesting thing that Donald Trump now does not have their endorsement in favor of Governor DeSantis. So that's a big development.
And he's chiming in, by the way. Donald Trump is chiming in about the fact that the Senate, the Republican Senate, is not doing enough to help him out and stand up like the House is, defending him in different cases. And that's Mitch McConnell, who I believe is not really any friend of Donald Trump. He just goes along to get along. That's my theory on that one.
And that's part of the political realm. You know, sometimes people get it in for you. They have it. They're not going to help you, despite what other people might want them to do.
Right. And I think we're getting ready to take a break here. Yep, we are. Here comes the music. Okay, so Kyle, you hang in there. And folks, don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. And we'll be over at Mission Barbecue from 11 to 1 o'clock. Stop by, enjoy a nice lunch with us. And they always have some great food over there, as Mission Barbecue is famous for their barbecue and a lot of different things that you can eat over there other than just barbecue, including salads for the ladies. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There goes Kyle dancing around the kitchen. He's got those half boots on, the bell-bottom pants, and he's just cruising to the music. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Well, that's heat wave, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's from back in the day when we were wearing the bell-bottoms and dancing on the dance floor and all that good stuff. Well, I'm going to just mention a little something here. I don't need to tell you that the cycle continues, especially out west, Arizona. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Hotter than a firecracker, and we've got some other parts of the country where the heat wave continues as well. Not quite as much, but we're going to have record-breaking heat out west again. Kyle's going to tell you about it. And then we're going to have some severe weather in the middle Atlantic and northern plains today because we've got conditions setting up for some big-time thunder boomers and maybe something else with damaging gusts of wind and hail from Nebraska into the Dakotas and across portions of the middle Atlantic today. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are going to start back up in Montana, big sky country, this morning. Heat advisory, pretty much the eastern part of Montana, starting at Billings, all the way up to the Canadian border and all the way over to North Dakota and South Dakota and down to Wyoming. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. We've also got some other dry and hot weather down in southern Idaho right now. And that means, of course, you can get some gusty winds as well as dry, low humidity, what they call a fire weather warning. But in the middle of Wyoming, stretching from Cody down to about Jeffrey City or so, this is going to be possibility of strong thunderstorms can impact that part of that area there. So you want to be aware of that if you're traveling in that area, pretty much in the area of Cody on down south towards Jeffrey City. And again, we've got heat advisories in southern Colorado, as you mentioned, in the American Southwest, down through New Mexico, Santa Fe, heat advisory. We've got the heat advisory down there in Roswell, New Mexico. So if you see a spacecraft on the side of the road, pull over, give them some water, maintain interstellar.
Overheated spacecraft, right?
That's right. It's an overheated spacecraft. Mm-hmm. So, again, we still want to maintain friendly ties. So, at any rate, but 108 degrees is nothing to sneeze at. But over in Arizona, right now in Phoenix, Arizona, it's 101 degrees Phoenix. They continue with their excessive heat warnings. Las Vegas, Nevada right now checking in at 99. And those excessive heat warnings that were off the chart 24 hours ago for the California high desert, they've returned now. So you've got excessive heat warnings there, heat advisories on up the coast a little bit north of San Luis Obispo. More next hour, and be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start with the Dakotas. There's nothing going on up there yet. However, when you drift on down to Nebraska, central part of Nebraska, and through the middle of Nebraska, from Colorado all the way across over to Iowa and the northwestern corner of Missouri, you're going to have some extended warm high temperatures will be in the 90s, and the heat index will be a little bit over 100 in that area. Same thing for Kansas, over towards Kansas City and straight on down into Oklahoma, 35 all the way down into Dallas and Fort Worth tonight. You're going to have extended heat warnings and advisories, highs in the 90s, heat indexes up in the low hundreds. Now, when you do get down to Dallas and Fort Worth, there's the possibility of some rain and some flash flooding that could be happening to the east of Dallas and Fort Worth today. So be advised of that. That could happen at any time. And the rain continues down towards the western, northwestern corner of San Antonio and out west towards Midland, Texas on I-20. Now, the heat index also in South Florida today is going to really be miserable. Miami, you're going to be right up there scorching again near 100 degrees, and the heat index will definitely be higher than that. Now, we've got the Schmutz alert tonight, and we've got it in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. Five states, starting with Minnesota. In Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, and over 94 into Wisconsin. You've got poor air quality alerts there. Going to be with you all day. Wisconsin, a poor air quality alert there all the way down to Chicago, down into Illinois, down to I-90 and I-80. And Then it'll go all the way over to Detroit. The lower end of Michigan is completely inundated with a poor air quality alert. The upper peninsula of Michigan today, the entire upper peninsula of Michigan, same thing, poor air quality. Some of it's due to smoke. Some of it's due to just the stagnant air that keeps hanging around with all the heat. And northern part of Indiana, going across the toll roads, you definitely from Illinois all the way to Ohio, will have a poor air quality alert. And then from Cleveland east towards the Pennsylvania state line in Erie, Pennsylvania, right along the lake, Lake Erie, there'll be a poor air quality alert right there. We do have some flooding to tell you about going on. The streams are up, and they're going over their banks in southeastern Pennsylvania, on the outer edges of Philadelphia, coming down from the mountains where they've had all that rain in the last few days up in New England and whatnot. Now it's starting to go downhill. And up there by Kennesaw and a little bit west out on 20, west of Atlanta, you've got some poor air quality alerts there. Birmingham, you got a little bit of area there. That's the same. And that's about what we're looking at. So, Kyle, the pilot in the Flying J is the place where we want to be if we want to save some money. And when you sign up for the program right away, you're going to save 10 cents right off the bat, right?
Well, they have a special way that you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot Flying J Travel Center. You're simply going to text the word SAVE 10, that's S-A-V-E, 10, SAVE 10 to 26494, and you're going to see the prices start rolling back at the pump. Now, how it works is you put in your My Rewards information at the pump, you text that, and you'll see those prices roll right back. So if you're out there on the highways and byways and the interstates this summer seeing this great country of ours, well, makes sense to fuel up at a Pilot and Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use the locations function to find the nearest location to you, and you can sign up for the My Rewards Plus app, find out how you can save that 10 cents a gallon, and find out all about the great RV amenities as well, folks. From food to fuel to supplies, Pilot Flying J Travel Centers has got you covered. pilotflyingj.com.
And I watched the price yesterday go from $3.49 to $3.69 when they jacked the prices up after they got a fuel delivery. I was able to buy it for the cheaper price to begin with. But people, you're going to go over there today to your favorite gas station, and you're going to look at the pump, and you're going to shake your head and go, I don't have enough money to fill my car. And that's going to start happening more and more and more.
Well, and that could very well be the case. And people, of course, are taking notice, Captain.
Yep, they need to, especially at the voting booth when we get ready for that. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning, and we're going to be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch today. Hope to see you there.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.